Give me the microphone, General.
Check 1, 2. Testing, testing.
Test, 1, 2.
Is this some test?
No tests.
What sort of tests?
Nice tests.
Why don't you talk into the microphone?
Oh, good microphone.
Talk to it like it's a mic. Check, check.
Stand in front of the microphones and begin to speak.
It's the Kix Morning Show. JP, Corey, L. Husker, Nick, good morning. Welcome to Thursday, September 9th, otherwise known as National Football League Kickoff Day.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I'm so excited for this game.
Oh, man.
I am so excited. This is what I love about the NFL. Like, almost every game you find a reason to be excited about.
Right.
Even like, Jacksonville against Houston. I can have money on it. Or something dumb like that.
Or
my
player.
Fantasy player.
Yeah, exactly. One player on that team that you might be rooting for in that game, at least.
I hate to admit this, but for some reason, the Cowboys are just a team I like to watch. And really? I just am excited. I do. I like Dak Prescott. He sweats profusely
nice
and smells
watching.
Terrible.
Yeah.
He's coming back from that broken leg. Zeke's got a sweet haircut and an awesome beard. And his tummy is tattooed with the words, feed me.
I know.
What's not to love about that?
They're so fun to watch. Jackson somehow adopted them as his team for, like, basically no reason.
Literally for no reason. Yeah, they're a team I like to watch. I don't know what it is. There's something about, maybe it's their branding.
You like them or you like to watch to hate them. Because it's so funny. One of the coaches for our youth football league, he's a big-time Cowboys fan. He even has, like, a Cowboys jersey for their Mastiff that they have.
Really?
And so to mess with him last night, because he was too busy on his phone, looking at, I think, a draft or something. And so his son is the quarterback, and the head coach is like, hey, just slip this in there. It's like you're audibling, just Cowboys suck, Cowboys suck. And he's like, wait, what?
That was his audible?
His audible was Cowboys suck. His dad, Cowboys suck. But yeah,
I don't know what
exciting.
It is. Like the Cleveland Browns, I just can't watch. Like, they're annoying. Luckily, my Chiefs are going to put a beat down on them this week.
I know this sounds mean, but like sometimes I forget the Cleveland Browns are even a team.
We have two coworkers that are Browns fans.
I know.
Which is weird. Like, the only two Browns fans in Nebraska, and they both work in the same
building. They live and work with us.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And the Houston Texans, they stink this year, but that's another team. I just can't watch them.
No, they're not good.
Their jerseys are ugly, and like they just, I can't watch that team.
Yeah,
like their
jerseys
insufferable.
Are ugly.
They are, and they're insufferable from the owner down. I'd rather watch the Las Vegas Raiders than that team, and
right.
I can't stand the Raiders.
That's a lot for a Chiefs fan to say. I'd rather watch the Raiders.
Wow.
I know, but I can't wait. Yeah. This is the fun. Are you guys doing anything this week? Like, because we've got Husker Saturday, we've got NFL all day Sunday. Got any plans? You having people over or anything?
I got football practice tonight, but then hopefully be able to get home and watch most of that game. Sunday we have football for youth football at 11, so I should be able to get home and be able to watch some games on Sunday.
Coriel's got that prime spot out in the garage.
I'm telling you what.
That's a good viewing area.
This is a terrible time to start a healthier eating. I don't want to call it a diet.
Oh, yeah.
Healthier eating lifestyle.
But a healthier eating lifestyle.
Yeah. It is. It's hard. Football season's the rough.
Literally,
rough.
All I want to do is unhinge my jaw and swallow the entire crock pot of buffalo chicken dip.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
This is the time of year that I do my best to pack on my winter weight, and then come January, actually, now that the Chiefs are worth like a crap, it's February.
Yeah.
So now come February, that's when I start getting in shape again for the next year.
Because
the football season, man, is so hard.
It
is so
tough. Some food and football.
I got a rack of ribs that I'm soaking in some Dr. Pepper in my fridge right now for Sunday. I'm excited.
Nick, I'm going to have to get your expertise on bacon-wrapped pizza rolls.
Yeah, no problem.
Get that.
I can make that happen. You just ask. I got you.
Okay.
The key for me on those is a piece of pepper jack cheese between the bacon and the pizza roll.
Man.
And then you're just heaven. It's heaven. It's a heart attack in heaven in
God.
A hand and into your gut. It's good.
Food and football. It's gonna be a good weekend.
Oh my God.
Let's get this thing rolling.
Coming up. Go next with the JP Coriel and Husker Nick show.
Coming up at Danimer Dump'em Thursday, Delaney is getting slow ghosted. We'll get that and try to help her out. JP makes this guess. We'll get you Husker football tickets. We'll get the results of why do all women seem to blank as we get the Battle of the Sexes rounds finished up for your chance to win your way to Kane Brown. And new music on the way, too, with the Nitty Gritty.
Wake up, y'all.
You know where to find me in the morning. This is JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
What would you say you do here?
I'd like to apologize in advance if you have one of these jobs and don't consider yourself lazy, but you might have made it.
Okay.
So someone came up, Zippia did, with the list of the best jobs for lazy people.
Ooh, this is baby. Cool.
Where's radio host land?
Yeah.
It doesn't land in the top eight.
That lands among the most stressful.
It's because we're too smart to tell them. The real part behind the job.
Security guard comes in at number 8.
Security guard?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's not nice.
What? Really?
Sure.
Well, I suppose you're just kind of patrolling and you hope
there's not a lot to do till something happens that you don't want to happen.
Right. Okay,
you probably don't have a gun. So
I'm not going to give that one up.
Okay.
I don't agree.
Sleep tech. You get your license to sit there and get paid to watch people sleep.
Yeah, and then you analyze the data.
Okay.
I don't know if I agree that's lazy either.
You just have to sit there and watch people sleep.
I mean, that seems pretty easy.
They've got like stuff hooked up to them.
Yeah.
Well, it's not like you're constantly moving around. I feel like I would keep that over security guard on this lazy list.
How about video game tester?
No, that takes skill. You have to be able to chug lots of Mountain Dew.
Actually, no, that's pretty lazy.
No way. Think of how healthy the ligaments in their thumbs are.
A test proctor, who is someone who monitors people while they're taking tests. All you have to do is sit at the desk and look stern. Yeah,
that's pretty lazy.
Yeah, unless you're the one that's from that helped out all those kids get into all those California schools.
Oh,
and then you
no.
just took the test for everybody.
Yeah,
there it is.
And got paid.
Yeah, and got paid on the side.
Well, he did like house calls too.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a busy guy. He's a busy bee.
A mystery shopper.
Yeah, that's a lazy thing to do. I mean, you're up and around, but at least you're just like shopping.
Right.
That's a good side gig, man.
Man, I want to be a mystery shopper.
A house sitter. Someone who's paid to take care of somebody's house. And
okay, maybe. Maybe that one is the first one I'll really go with on this list.
Okay.
The number one job for lazy people, a TV or a film critic.
Yes.
That's just whoever wrote this hates those people.
Yes.
That's what that is.
I mean, it's a hard job to get because there's always that one guy who's been in that position for like 50 years. Like,
never leaves.
I love him. Elkett Wagemont. He will forever be like the local film, TV, movie, concert critic. And he's been that spot for forever.
I would 1,000% agree with the test proctor, though.
Yeah.
That sounds, if anything, that should be number one. Because if you're house sitting for someone, you probably at least have like, you know, maybe like some chores a little bit, right?
A little cleaning. Otherwise, you could just set my ties in their pool.
I guess you're right. Yeah.
That's a pretty
I guess I'm just thinking about all my friends who have 1,000 plants right now.
Oh, you can water some plants and just hang out.
Yeah, that'd be okay.
Just pop on the bikini, grab a Mai Tai, and do some plant watering.
My hairy man one piece suit.
There you go.
Get called in by the neighbors.
Yeah.
There is an extremely hairy man who has broken their way onto woman. Your
We're not
property.
Sure.
Not Coriel, quite sure.
In the history of people like leaving their house, if you were house sitting, that'd be the first time they purposefully shut off their cameras. They're like, I don't want to know what happens.
You know
in
what?
This house.
I would rather risk my family's safety than have to review what is happening next door.
Just turn it off.
Coming up next.
Go! This is What's Next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
So if you're looking for a cake gig, there you go. A couple of job opportunities for you. On the way, we'll get you the Nitty Gritty from Music City. Some good things to start today. And the Denver Dump is about an hour away.
Wake up.
Wake up.
Sun comes up.
With the Kix Morning Show.
Get on up. JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
Well, Trace Atkins has landed a lead role. Kacey Musgraves is totally over it. Eric Church gets sidelined, and we have new music from Sam Hunt.
Getting you in the know from Music Row.
Check this out.
Coryell has your nitty-gritty from Music City on Kix 96.9.
I'll tell you what, this wig has seen better days, that's for sure. You can watch along on Facebook, KX969. So we know Tim McGraw and Faith Hill are in the Paramount Plus origin story of the Dutton family from Yellowstone.
Yes.
Titled 1883.
Sam Elliott in there, too.
Sam Elliott. That comes out December 19th. But Trace Adkins has landed a lead role in Fox's upcoming drama series called Monarch.
Oh, okay.
Joining Susan Sarandon and Anna Friel. Will play Abby Roman, the reigning king of country music.
Okay.
Who has created a country music dynasty with his wife, Dottie Kentrell Roman, played by Sarandon. According to the description of the series, their country dynasty is, quote, synonymous with authenticity, but turns out their success is a lie. And when their reign is threatened, daughter Nicolette, Nikki Roman, which is played by Anna Friel, will stop at nothing to protect it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it sounds like a big drama.
Interesting.
So Monarch is set for a two-night premiere January 30th after the NFC Championship, and then on February 1st, because it's like a two-parter.
Okay.
And there's a person out there somewhere, we don't know their name, who was dating Casey Musgraves last year. And then blew her off. Who blows off Casey Musgraves?
Right.
First of all.
Man.
But she talked about it in an interview recently. She said, quote, it was on Thanksgiving Day, and I'd been let down by someone who was going to come visit me, and it was kind of my first few steps into exploring being a single 30-something-year-old person after a marriage. Because after 5 months or so after her and Rustin Kelly split up, and she was like kind of excited about the notion of dating, but was surprised by how much things had changed in this whole hookup culture. And she basically goes on to say she's not about it at all. Like she's okay with the hookup culture. Like if you're okay with it, and
right.
As long as it's safe and it makes you happy,
but not in her world.
Yeah, in her world, she's like she's not going to. She was kind of shocked that that's basically all it seems to be, dating at least.
Right.
But we do know so far, it seems like at least Casey's still dating Cole Schaefer.
And okay.
I believe he's the doctor.
Okay.
You may need to Google that.
I'll need to update my lists on who people are dating.
He's not the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker.
It'll be interesting because her new album, her visionary, her visual film to drop the new album comes out like today, I believe.
Yeah.
Or early tomorrow. And it shows basically like her grief and everything going through all of that stuff through a divorce and whatnot. So it's just interesting to see her relationship. She's got a little bit of the Taylor Swift vibe there, like where she writes her stuff based off of people she's dated.
All right.
So Eric Church is a huge University of North Carolina fan, and he was on the sidelines during Friday's game at Virginia Tech. Someone tweeted a video of his excited reaction when his song The Outsiders started playing on the sound system. Unfortunately, UNC lost the game, but you can watch that little video of Eric Church on our Twitter, KZKX969. We teased yesterday, too, for new music, and it was basically 10 seconds of just instrumental stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But now we actually have words this time and a full song from Sam Hunt. It's his new single, 23. With the Nitty Gritty from Music City, I'm Corey L. with Kix 96.9.
You can marry an architect, build you a house out on the water. That really impresses your father. Yeah. You can find some grown-up friends, drink some wine in California. But even if you cut it shorter, you'll always have long blonde hair. You'll always be Memphis queen. You'll always be my first time in New Orleans. No matter where I go, no matter what I do, I'll never you'll never be 23 with anyone but me. We'll always have Foley Beach. We'll always have Delta Nights. We'll always be in between real love and real life. You can ride the train to work, straighten out your accent in the city, like your folks ain't from Mississippi. Yeah. You probably got an office view. to. You can marry who you want, go back to Tennessee, but you'll never be 23 with anyone but me.
With JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
That's letters from Sam Hunt, the new song 23 hit our now playing button at KZKX.com to get the Kicks hook up and get that new song first. For some, that's a good thing. Other good things on the way. If you got a good thing, let us know on Facebook or Twitter.
Are you one of them girls? Don't be today.
Country mornings are the best.
The Kicks Morning Show with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Tell me something good.
Let's talk about the good. It's time for some good things. Again, if you've got a good thing, let us know. Facebook or Twitter, KX969. Just direct message us with the title, Good Things, and we will add it to the show. What do you got today, Coriel?
My good thing, I use this today so you can plan ahead for tomorrow. It's bittersweet, but in an effort to honor and celebrate the life of a hometown hero, a Nebraska native, Corporal Dagan Page, who unfortunately was killed in the Kabul terrorist attacks, on tomorrow, Friday, his remains will land at the Epley Airfield and then be taken to the Brahmin Mortuary. And the Omaha Police Department will assist in escorting that and helping the route stay clear, because people are invited to come and give them like a welcome home, basically, and show their support for the family. And so you're encouraged to utilize interstate overpasses for the viewing rather than like stopping alongside the interstate. But I'll tweet a photo of the procession route and a couple of the streets and major intersections and stuff that you can go to celebrate this young man's life.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Tell me something good.
Oscar, Nick, your good thing.
My good thing, I'm going to have to apologize to Joey Votto. I have disliked this man for well over a decade. I've always thought he was a turd. I was dead wrong. Wait till you hear this audio. I'll explain what it is, and then I'll apologize to him.
We'll talk all game, okay? You stay here, and we'll talk all game, okay? See you. If you have any advice, I'd really like
to. So Joey Votto invited a kid who is fighting cancer there in Cincinnati to come down, and he paid his way and got him into the game and had him right front row, right next to the dugout. So when you're standing in the batter's box, this young man is just sitting right there, and he's with his family. And he comes up, and he's just chatting with him the whole game, asking him what he thinks, what kind of pitch he think, what kind of hit should I get. Took him on a whole tour of everything. And apparently Joey Votto does this all the time, like brings in kids and sits them in those seats so that way they can, you know, be able to interact with all the players.
Right.
And twofold why this is my good thing. One, it's so cool because, Joey Votto always seemed like such a turd, and he apparently is a great guy. But, B, it's one of the, like, things I think that make baseball such a cool sport. Like, even with the Salt Dogs, for example, Jay Cohensey, real close friend of mine, I could take my son and my daughter down while he's in the bullpen, say hi, and just the way the sport is, he could walk up, have a conversation with him, bring other guys over to meet my kids, you know, and chat with them and stuff. And it's such a neat part of the sport, the interaction you have with the fans.
Yeah.
And I love it. So, there was a lot of different things, I think, all rolled up into one, into what is just an amazing sport, but an amazing person in Joey Votto for what he did for that little kid and then other little kids he's helped out, too. It's pretty neat. It's a neat video.
That
if you
is
get a
awesome.
Chance to watch it.
That's fantastic. It's on Twitter, KX969, or Husker_Nick if you want to check it out.
Tell me something good.
My good thing is he's had many nicknames, the Captain, Mr. November, and now Derek Jeter, Baseball Hall of Famer.
You know, there was only one thing in my life I wanted to be, and that was a shortstop for the New York Yankees. And now I'm a Yankee forever.
Kid growing up in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and ended up being a New York Yankee. 20 years, it was really cool to watch what happened yesterday with the Hall of Fame. Michael Jordan showed up, Joe Torre, Patrick Ewing, Dave Winfield, a whole bunch of different superstars that showed up to celebrate. But one of the best parts was Derek getting at the one guy who didn't vote for him.
Thank you to the baseball writers, all but one of you, who voted for me.
One dude didn't vote for him. 20 seasons with the Yankees, the 6 most hits in Major League history, 5 World Series. It's just a cool thing, and it's been, I've been a lifelong Yankees fan for forever, and there's a lot of people out there that like Derek Jeter. They may not like the Yankees, but they like Derek Jeter because he's a good guy.
Awesome.
He's
a
great ambassador to the game of baseball. Like Nick said, baseball's just a different kind of sport where you get a chance to interact with your heroes.
Did I ever tell you, so I went to a Yankees game when it was old Yankee Stadium. This is like an 04. And what the Yankees fans do, and this is really neat, they stand out the outfield. Everybody stands up and applauds as they go through the starting lineup.
Yep.
And they won't stop until every player tips their cap. And the announcer doesn't say their name until the player tips their cap. So sometimes, in the middle of the season, baseball players get bored. Jeter waited 4 innings. 4 innings. We stood out in the outfield.
Are you kidding me?
And he just kept running out, and he kept looking out and laughing. And it was the funniest thing. And then finally, then the rest of the team just like flipped through it as fast as they could. It was really funny. It was cool, man.
So just a cool thing to see. And just as a Yankees fan, it makes my heart feel pretty good yesterday.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick show.
Coming up, we'll get you what everybody's talking about this morning, including country music and dancing with...
If you wake bad mood, we got just the thing.
It gets me in a good mood.
Relatable topics.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Puts me in a good mood as soon as I wake up.
Kicks 96.9.
Time for some animal stories. We start in New York City with somebody having...
What the hell? It's a cougar in the car.
Not in the car, but in a New York City apartment.
They had a 55-year-old woman in their apartment.
No, had an 80-pound cougar, the animal cougar.
Oh,
that was that was being kept illegally as a pet.
Oh man,
it's an 11-month-old female cougar that was taken by her name is Sasha. Sasha was hanging out in this lady's apartment.
New York apartments?
They're not very big. Yeah, they're pretty small.
Yeah, that shouldn't be going on.
You're sharing space with Sasha the cougar. And not talking about
are we sure this is a cat? A
50-year-old lady. No, okay, it is an actual...
That's what I'm saying.
There's actual footage of this cougar.
Hold on. Did this cougar just assign random like chores whenever this guy was relaxed? Because that'd be a big difference between the jungle animal and an actual cougar.
No, this was a real live cougar.
A real life jungle cougar.
Jungle cougar.
Did this cougar wait for this guy to order dinner and then eat some of his fries when they said they didn't want fries? Because that would be a distinct thing that this cougar might do jungle cougar.
Cougar drinking a martini.
No.
Oh, good point.
This cougar was wearing fur.
That still might be a cougar.
On all 4 feet? Maybe. All 4 legs?
That's still possible. Oh, legs. Okay.
Yeah,
legs. 4 legs. All right.
With a tail.
All right. We're picking up.
If you weren't looking, did this cougar like nibble on your toes? Still could be either one.
Still could be either way. Yeah. Looking at you like a piece of meat.
A big old piece of meat.
Every time we make jokes about cougars, I always have this thought that runs in my head like, man, it's going to be really fun seeing Coriel when she's a cougar. I always, like, that always goes through my head.
I see her in, like, some, like, leopard-printed pants.
And, I can't wait. I'm in no hurry to get there.
Yeah, no hurry to get there, because that means we're all super old.
No rush, right.
I'm excited, because I think Coriel's going to be one of the most entertaining cougars I've ever met.
May be the biggest compliment you've ever given me,
welcome.
Nick. Thank you.
I love you.
And then we go locally, and there had some folks had to shelter in place in Omaha Tuesday afternoon because a rhino got out.
Whoa.
A rhinoceros left its enclosure.
Yeah, the Indian rhino was found in front of the rhino enclosure. Hi, John 2, what's going on?
Just chilling.
Just standing out in front of the enclosure.
This is a fear of mine that I always thought was in the back of my head, but I've never really had to face that fear.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm like, wow.
You're scared of rhinoceroses?
I guess so.
They're scared. They're intimidating.
Huge.
They're intimidating. Yeah.
But it sounds
they
were chilling.
Right.
So that's nice.
I would not want to be on the business end of a rhino's horn. That's for sure.
Yes.
Yeah. That'd be a bad situation.
And apparently it was just like, all right, everybody, like, relax for a second. Like, yeah. Don't make any sudden movements. So, like, let's figure this out.
Yeah, Dan Cassidy, the vice president of animal management at the zoo, is like, all right, we're going to get a couple zookeepers and a couple officials. They got some motor vehicles, including the zoo's tram, to kind of barricade John Tua in from wandering further into the other exhibits. They used apples and other tactics to entice the animal back into his enclosure.
That would work for me, too.
Yeah.
I know this is a probably not a laughing matter.
But
come on.
Kind of is.
That's kind of funny.
And it took about 50 minutes. They got him back in. Nobody got hurt. No other animals got hurt. So everything went great.
I'm hoping just like a dumb bird, like pecked at like a lock or something like that. And then let him out.
I feel like if anybody ever kidnapped me, they'd do a similar deal. Like there'd be like a spare rib on the ground. And I'd be like, oh. Look at that.
Did I drop this from my pocket? Rib.
And then I'd walk over and I'd eat it. Right. And then I'd just be standing there. I look over. Oh, look, a Busch Light. Weird. And then I would walk about 10 feet over to the Busch Light. And then I'd start drinking it. And I'd look over. Another spare rib. Neat. And then just keep walking.
And that's how they catch you in the
100%. I'd be captured.
JP, how would they capture you?
Oh, peanut butter and chocolate. Pizza.
What? Really?
Pizza would be good,
too. It's that easy?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just a trail of that.
Well, you heard him. You heard the man.
There's a computer with an adult page opened up on the side of it.
You keep saying those things.
I need to see what's going on.
I don't do that.
Look, it's on their my friend's page.
It'd have to be some like erotic fan fiction of Star Wars, and then JP.
Is that what it would
have to be? Yeah.
That's the dirtiest JP gets.
Yeah. So there you go. There's some animal stories to start your day.
Coming up. Next, with the JP Coyle and Husker Nick Show.
On the way, we'll get you what's trending. We'll get back on the rails. We'll tell you about the new cast of Dancing with the Stars. We'll get you the latest details from one of our favorites, Steve from Blue's Clues.
Steve.
And more coming up.
It's a new dawn, a new day, to renew your mind and start fresh.
Well, good luck with that.
You're listening to JP Coriel and Husker Nick.
On second thought, Kix 96.9.
Check this out.
Here's what's trending
online now.
Ooh, it's going down.
Right here on Kix 96.9.
Three. You remember how when we were younger, we used to run around and hang out with Blue and find clues?
Yeah, Blue and Clue Steve blew up the internet yesterday.
That's honestly the best. Now, not everybody grew up with Blue's Clues. I understand that. But this thing has like almost 2 million favorites already on Twitter from Nick Jr. celebrating the 25th anniversary of Blue's Clues, basically.
Yeah.
But the main host, Steve, I grew up with him. He was like such a big part of your day, a big part of your life at that age. And all of a sudden, he just like up and left for college. And all of a sudden, it was just like this new guy taking over, which happened to be his brother. But he wanted to give a big thank you to everyone after he abruptly left for college and handed the reins over to his brother and got to go off and do things for himself at that young age.
Nice. And now I literally am doing many of the things that I wanted to do. And then look at you, and look at all you have done, and all you have accomplished in all that time. And it's just so amazing.
Oh. Yeah, there are people losing their stuff.
So when you see these memes of this guy in a green striped shirt, and then everyone like crying, it's because this is the Steve. This is the man who gave you confidence, who was your literal friend on TV every morning, and who just disappeared out of nowhere. Talk about abandonment issues.
I know, right?
What the heck? But he goes on to say, you know, like, and look at you going from Clues to having student debt and families and like, and moving on with your life and all this stuff. And also, started with Clues and him on your TV, which he thought is really cool to be a part of. And that's why I had a very heartfelt moment yesterday within myself in the sauna of the gym, watching the movie, or watching the video. I cried in the gym.
JP, it'd be like if the Lone Ranger were to come out.
Dude, I wasn't even alive when the Lone Ranger was a thing. It'd be like Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood for me, or LeVar Burton and Reading Rainbow for you.
Probably LeVar Burton, I think.
Probably LeVar Burton. Okay.
But yeah, there was a couple people, like one of the best tweets I saw, we're all so emotionally damaged from this last year and a half that Steve from Blue's Clues was like, I have to address the nation.
Like literally, Steve is like, knuckle crack, let me address talk to you all.
That's so funny.
So that was a big deal yesterday. Another big deal for lots of people is Dancing with the Stars. The cast was announced yesterday, including Brian Austin Green from 90210.
Oh, my.
Peloton instructor Cody Rigsby.
What? There's a Peloton instructor?
Cody Rigsby. I need to get on these Pelotons so I can start knowing who these people are.
Former NBA player Iman Shumpert.
Shump's on there?
Shump's on there.
Oh, boy.
JoJo Siwa will be the first.
Way to go, JoJo.
She'll be on there. She's like the first one dancing with same-sex partner.
Okay, cool.
Omaha, represent.
Country star Jimmy Allen. They say country star Jimmy Allen.
He's all over the place now.
Guy who played played Creed on the Karate Kid movies, Cobra Kai's.
Okay.
The main guy, Kreese. Kreese is the main guy on Cobra Kai. He was the guy who told them Johnny to sweep the leg of.
Oh, that guy, the guy who's like in charge of it.
Yeah.
He's in charge of the Cobra Kai.
Cove. Melanie C. From the Spice Girls.
Oh, is that Scary Spice?
Sporty Spice.
That's Sporty.
Yeah, Sporty Spice.
Because I wanted to be Mel C, but I'm so far from Mel C.
Mike the Miz from WWE.
The Miz is on there.
Olympic gymnast Suni Lee is another one. And then Lori Loughlin's daughter, Olivia Jade, who was a part of that big...
Scandal.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She is on there.
She's on it.
Yeah. Ooh.
She kind of got, although if you watch the documentary on that, she got, don't be mad at her. She got the raw end of that deal. That was her mom's fault.
Hell, how far do you think she's
going to go? I mean, if that was me, I'd be like, all right, hey, cool, man,
she's, she has, was building herself a little empire before her mom screwed it all up.
Yeah.
Before mom screwed it all up.
She's capable of about anything, but like, yeah, man. Her mom, I don't understand that whole deal.
Going for redemption.
So then Dancing with the Stars will be coming out here soon. And then, of course, the number one thing
is... the sound.
The National Football League officially gets underway tonight. Cowboys and Buccaneers. Dak versus Brady.
Oh, my. Brady, he's 98 years old, going into his 76th season in the league. Still amazing. He might have his best year of his career this year. He's just that guy. I don't know what he does. Yeah. Like Bezos is trying to find a way to reverse aging. Why doesn't he just call Tom Brady?
Right, exactly. He looks almost younger than he did when he started this league.
Tom's like, well, you make yourself a pentagram and you get in the middle of it and you ask for the devil to give you a deal.
You sell your soul.
You say, here, have my soul. I didn't want it anyways.
Is it just me or does Dak's leg injury seem like it happened 1,000 years ago?
It does, which is crazy.
Because when you said that earlier about his coming back from leg injury, I was like, what leg injury? And I'm like, wait, oh, that's right.
That was last year. Yeah,
last year.
How do you forget that?
No, I know it's crazy, and I'm excited for Dak because he's like one of the league's like all time great dudes.
Yeah, he's a good dude.
And he went through last year, his brother unfortunately took his own life. Mm-hmm. Dak, had a hard time with that, and then he broke his leg horribly while trying to earn a new paycheck, which he eventually got. But like Dak Prescott, if you can't root for that dude, then like you need to check your soul, all right?
Right.
Because like that guy is such a good guy.
He's also just like, he's just terrible looking, right? Like
my favorite thing about Dak is everybody in the league says when he's in a game, because Dak is one of those people that oversweats. And they said Dak is one of the smelliest freaking dudes ever be around.
That's why Corey's attracted to him.
They said in the huddle, guys will argue who has to stand next to him.
That's funny. All right, tonight.
It's like me. We're kindred spirits.
Yes, you are. Perfect together. You guys can be in the same house and not have to smell each other.
That house would be condemned.
Pretty much. Okay, so football starts today. That's trending.
Coming up next.
Yo! This is what's next with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick.
Delaney is getting slow ghosted. And she wants
slow
us...
slow roasted?
Ghosted.
Ghosted. Whoa. Sorry.
You're texting. And all of a sudden it starts to fade off.
Uh-oh.
The fade. I see you. I get you.
Slow roast.
We'll find out what went down on her date with Tyler, and we'll try to figure out... date him or dump him for. Maybe get her a second date or at least figure out what the problem is. It's coming up. It's Kix.
Love, lust, or something else? Find out next on Kix 96.9. It's date him or dump him with JP Cordell and Husker Nick.
And Delaney is getting slow ghosted after her date with Tyler. And she'd like us to help her out with this. Good morning, Delaney.
Good morning. How are you?
We're good. How are you?
I'm good.
Okay, so give us the background on you and Tyler.
Mm-hmm. So I am worried that I scared him away, honestly. We've talked a couple times before we went out. We met through friends and went out for dinner and drinks. I thought it went really well, honestly. We had a great dinner, just had a few drinks, and we talked about everything. We talked forever, it felt like. After the dinner, we walked over to Longwell's, and we had a few more drinks.
Okay. Oh, cool.
Mm-hmm. So it felt like we had too many for him to drive home, so I asked him if he wanted to come over and spend the night, just just to be safe.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, so he said that we could share an Uber and that he'd make sure that I got home safe. When we got back to my place, he got out to say goodbye, and it was just really sweet. Like, I felt like he was really nice, and I felt like we really clicked.
But he didn't stay?
He didn't stay, and then I've texted him since then, and he hasn't been as, like, forthcoming as he was in the beginning. It's just been very, like, short with me and not, like, conversational.
Okay, you did like the split the Uber thing. So you both took the Uber so you could get home, and then he got home, but he had the opportunity to stay with you if he wanted to.
I don't know. I mean, it kind of just felt like natural. I didn't really feel like he didn't want to stay over. It was just like he was concerned, you know, that I would get home safe, and the same for me with him.
Okay, well, that's good.
Were you looking for him to stay over? Were you hoping he would stay over? Was that something in the back of your mind?
I didn't have, you know, like a plan concocted or anything, but I mean, I liked him a lot. And so I wouldn't have minded. He was very gentlemanlike, so yay. I'm not surprised that he didn't stay over, but it would have been fine if he did with me.
Okay, I have a question for you, and please do not get offended by this.
This will be good.
No, well, okay, hold on. Now, first of all, she seems very nice.
She does.
Like, as we're talking to her, like, I could sit here and chat with you all day. You did say, however, that you guys talked about everything under the sun, and then some. Is it possible you maybe talked a little too much? Like, you were just like, blah, 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 and then the trip home is like, blah, 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 blah. I get that all the time. That's me, too. Is that possible?
Well, I thought about that because, you know, like when an interaction goes not the way you want it to, you kind of like replay it in your head and you're like, oh my gosh, you know, dissect everything you did and everything you said. It's like, what could have I said that maybe offended him? But honestly, we didn't have any like serious talks. It was mostly just like we talked about like our hobbies and music, you know, and books, like our family, that kind of thing. So I didn't think there was anything that had potential. You know, I didn't drop any, you know, big, like, bombs on him that I felt he could have scared him away.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay.
All right, that's my only guess. Okay. You seem very nice, so I don't understand what's going on.
Oh, thank you.
You sound sweet. Almost too sweet. I'm just kidding.
Okay, well, this is a little bit of a different angle, but because you do sound so sweet, maybe he was putting on a show, but realized, oh my gosh, this girl's actually really nice and really sweet. Maybe he's like all about the, what do you call it? Like self-sabotage. Maybe he doesn't want to like hurt you because he knows he's actually deep down kind of a crummy person.
Oh.
Like maybe he's not ready to date or something
like
that.
So he's like a dirty bird and he's kind of just bad.
Or maybe he was just, in it for that.
Bird.
Yeah, dirty bird.
I don't know.
What are you, 1,000?
1,000 years old.
I love it. Okay, so maybe he's secretly like a dirty bird who just was there for the hookup, but actually realized that, hey, she's really nice and cool. I don't want to hurt her feelings. So maybe he's just like, you know. Maybe he's just dodging you because he feels bad.
Oh, my.
It's possible for sure, but, I mean, like I said, he was really nice, so I would be surprised, you know.
If that was the case.
I really didn't get those vibes from him.
Okay.
All right, well, we'll give Tyler a call for you. We'll get him on the phone, and if anything, we'll figure out what the issue is. Maybe we can get you guys dinner out on us for a second date, or you'll at least know what the issue is with him with you.
Okay, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Next.
With JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
What's with that sound, Nick?
What's with the laughing?
I just, Coryell and the dirty bird, and then she goes, what are you, 1,000? It made me laugh so hard.
So now it's your turn to guess what went wrong on Delaney and Tyler's date. Do it in gift form.
I love you, JP.
On Twitter and Facebook, KX969. The funnier, the better when it comes to the gifts between Delaney and Tyler and Datum or Dump 'Em.
Now the conclusion to Datum or Dump 'Em with JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kix 96.9.
So I'll give you a background. It was Delaney who reached out. She and Tyler met through some mutual friends, had dinner and drinks. Drinks continued on at another bar. And she felt like they had too many. So she offered up, hey, we should get a ride and go back to my place. You could stay the night and then you get up in the morning. And they shared an Uber back to her place. He got out and said, hey, I had a great time. Thank you so much. But he did not go inside with Delaney. He said goodbye there. And the texts and responses have been shorter and shorter since that date. One of the guesses we got from Nadia was opposite of what Coriel said. Maybe he thought she was easy because she offered him to stay over.
Okay.
So what is the issue? Let's find out from Tyler.
Hello?
Hi, is this Tyler?
This is Tyler.
Tyler, hey, it's JP Coriel, Husker Nick, the Kix Morning Show. Good morning.
Good morning.
How's it going, man?
It's going.
So, Tyler, you went on a date recently.
Yeah.
I believe her name is Delaney. Do you remember? Do you know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, this is Datum or Dump 'Em, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, man. Yes, Tyler, listen to the show.
Finger guns.
All right, buddy. So, yeah, pew, Delaney got a hold of us.
I knew she'd be the kind of girl to get a hold of you guys and force me to trash her on air.
Oh, no.
Okay. What? How? Well, I don't get that vibe at all.
We did talk with Delaney about the date and everything, so you're going to have to trash her. What happened? What's going on?
You know, she's a sweet girl. She's a lot of fun. That said, her addiction to her phone is not fun.
Oh,
okay. So she was on her phone a lot?
Yeah, at first I didn't notice it, but when it was nonstop, she got notification after notification after notification, and it was like she was constantly looking at her phone.
Interesting. Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, it could be annoying on a date.
It was super annoying. I mean, she'd get updates from ESPN, from Fox News, and some others I didn't recognize.
How did you know she was getting updates from like ESPN and Fox News?
Because she had the volume all the way up.
It has specific. ESPN notification has a sound. I don't know what the Fox News one sounds like.
I think the Fox
I've heard
News
the Fox like, News yeah! one. Yeah, it's like. Bow, bow.
Is it like Rob what does has the Fox it? Say?
Our boss Rob has it on all the time. So whenever you walk by his office, you hear that. Bow, bow.
So it's hard to miss.
Fox News thing. Okay.
Really?
Right.
I did not know they had that.
Okay.
Yeah, so I mean, like, for me, it's like, who does that? You know, it's like, when you're on a date, you, like, just put it on vibrate, right?
Right, or put it on do not disturb and give that other person your attention.
Yeah.
I mean, mine's on vibrate all the time. And, like in fact, since I got my Apple Watch, the notifications go right there. I don't even have to look at my phone, you know? And the thing is, like, she had one, too. And so, it's like, she had to be getting the messages on her watch, too, right? I wouldn't even have my ringer on. And so it got really annoying, got really frustrating.
So her notifications are going off the entire time you guys were on the date. And all she had to do is mute the dang thing and, like, maybe look at her watch if she needed an update.
So did you get the vibe that she wasn't really invested, like, she wasn't really present, very invested at all in your date?
You know, it was just like she wasn't maybe as invested as she could have been. It was like it was clearly like when somebody does that, it's like I just get the feeling that it's like, you know, like maybe like while I'm with you, I'm not going to be the highest of priorities. You know, you're going to have everything else going on in your life on your phone.
Okay.
And not totally always paying attention. And it's like I get that, you know, from time to time. Like we're all addicted, you know, and attached to our phones in some way, shape, or form.
Right.
But like, I feel like there's got to be a time to be like, look, man, I'm gonna set this down. I'm not gonna bother with this. I'm gonna focus on, you know, who or what I'm with.
Right, especially if you're trying to make a first date on a date.
Yeah. What if she was in the middle of a fantasy football draft, though? I mean, like,
are you drafting on a date?
Would be kind of hot.
That sounds like something I would do.
Yeah, I'd be like, all right, would do.
I'd be like, all right, I might have to marry this woman right now.
So, okay, well, let's bring, since you know Tyler, that Delaney's on the phone with us. Let's bring Delaney into this. So, Delaney, the issue is you got your phone binging the entire date, and that threw Tyler for a loop.
Bang.
So, I'm actually really surprised, like, of all the things that I thought could have scared him away, that wouldn't have been the thing that I thought he didn't want to talk to me again over. I just, to defend myself just for a minute, I guess I do have, like, a habit of having my phone go off a lot, but mm-hmm. I always keep it on because I have a job where I have to be on call.
Okay.
And so
yeah,
I can't mute it because if I get called into work, I need to go right then.
Okay, but
and
like,
so I
if
guess
you got
it
your
sort
Apple,
of became a habit.
But if you got your Apple Watch on, that rattles and shakes. I mean, Coriel's talked about it before. When her boyfriend's gone, then she doesn't have something to shake and wake her up because of the vibrating of the Apple Watch. You've talked about this before.
I know. Sorry.
Yeah.
Just the way you set it up sounded so dirty.
For sure.
I didn't mean to make it
yeah,
like
but
that.
My, yeah, if way you have it go. Set up that way, yes, your watch can vibrate to give you a notification that someone's calling, for sure. I mean, I see what you're saying. I guess I feel, I hate to not be reachable for, like my job at least.
Right.
So I understand that. But it does kind of sound.
Vibrate.
It does kind of sound like maybe, you spent a lot of time looking at your phone or something, and he Man. Felt like he wasn't a priority. And I'm not dogging on you at all, because I know I definitely get sidetracked, and I do that to people. So, but it's probably not a very good feeling, I imagine.
Well, I definitely like never meant to make him feel discounted. You know,
okay. Yeah.
I feel bad about it, and
this feels
I
like
think
a
that
super
probably like
fix.
I would like to go out with him again, but I would just maybe leave my phone at home, or at the very least, you know, turn.
Well, yeah.
Turn it off.
If
so,
anything,
he didn't
just have
feel
your,
that way.
Have your watch on vibrate. Have your phone on vibrate. Put it in your clutch or whatever. Tyler, if we were to give you guys dinner out on us, and she puts things on vibrate versus on ringer, would that be something
Sounds
you want
like
to do
a
another
good
date?
Day?
I'd say yes. I'd go.
Yeah, you know,
put that on vibrate.
No, absolutely. I think if we like I said, she was a sweet girl. She was a lot of fun. You know, and if she was, you know, willing to, you know, take a chance and just put it on vibrate. Like, I don't even care if you got it, you know, just
right.
Put it on vibrate for a minute. And, you know, maybe we can, you know, enjoy the date a little bit more instead of,
there you go.
You okay. know, always
Boom. Saved
looking
it.
At our phone.
Nick, right. You said that you had an idea of how to fix it.
Oh, I said it's a simple fix. You just don't look at your phone.
Gotcha.
Yeah, like this should be like
easy.
Honestly, out of all the like things that have been deal breakers, this one shouldn't be one the first
right.
date. Now, if you do it again on a whole nother date, then we got issues.
Yeah.
But you should be able to get past this. This will be good. This will
well,
be
then,
good.
Well, then Delaney and Tyler will give you guys dinner out on us. That way you guys can have another date and see how things go.
Sound good?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Tyler, thanks for listening to the show, man, and thanks for being on the phone with us, too.
Yeah, thank
you. Thanks, guys. Thanks for calling me. I'll remember
you.
This for a while.
All right. Good luck.
Bye.
Thanks, you too.
The comments so far coming in on Twitter, well, the Fox News thing would have been enough to not date her anymore, what one guy said. We also got a direct message that says, the psychology research out there that's shown that individuals who keep their phones on loud and keep the keyboard clicks on loud are more likely to become serial killers or have serial killer fantasies. Guy might have dodged getting his kidney stolen while he sleeps.
What?
Coriel, do you have your cell phone on loud and you click your
I do not, on? But you know who has keyboard clicks on?
Hmm.
You.
What do you mean?
You do.
Keyboard clicks on what?
On your phone.
On your phone, that it click, click, click when you're texting people?
Oh, yeah. I never touch that stuff.
I don't know how that doesn't drive you crazy.
I don't care.
Very little
drives me nuts, man.
Well, looks like you're slowly on path to becoming the next Patrick Bateman. Sir.
Okay.
With your keyboard clicks.
Red leaves on...
JP Coriel.
I listen to radio in the morning. It makes me happy.
Music, laughter, the jokes.
Kicks 96.9.
Throughout the battle of the sexes for your chance at Kane Brown tickets, we started out by asking you, why do all men seem to blank? And ladies filled in the blanks.
Oh, yeah, you sure did with almost 400 comments.
And then we switched it over to the guys and asked, why do all women seem to blank? And
which has half those comments, actually less than half of those comments, yes. Because men I guess maybe are a little smarter than we give them credit for.
They feel like it's to even be a part of this conversation.
Well, right. Ryan commented, said, set up trap questions similar to this one.
Yes.
Cody has a point. This is probably my favorite one and probably one of the more accurate ones.
Okay.
When you ask what they're hungry for when looking for some place to go, she says, I don't care, you pick. Then she vetoes every option you choose because she probably does care.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
I've started with my wife now. Like, I'll be like, all right, where do you want to go for dinner? She'll be like, what do you think? Or she'll go, I don't care, you pick. So then I'll throw out an idea, two ideas. And if she shoots them both down, I go, all right, I've given you two. You need to give me two now.
Ooh.
I'm not doing any more. You just keep shooting down. But you said to let me pick. I picked.
I picked, and then but we go. You didn't want that.
Yeah, and then we move from there.
That's a really popular one, though. Like Daryl says, not be able to pick a place to eat. Yeah. That's shown up quite a bit.
Matt says, squat whenever the camera comes out.
Yeah, do what? A little bit.
Oh, where they like lean over and
poke
the bevel thing,
bit.
Too. That's one of those things that all chicks have figured out.
The what? Say that again?
The bevel, where you turn one foot out. We've had a discussion on the show about this one time. There's a little while there where JP was doing it, so we were giving him a hard time.
Nice.
I was just putting one foot in front of the other.
JP was like Captain Bevel. You put a hand on your hip, too. You do that.
Yeah.
Hip thing. Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's like a power stance a little bit.
I know. That's the ladies' maneuver.
Nicholas, I think he's going for covering his tracks a little bit. So it's why do all women seem to, he puts, smell better, but then he put not put tools back where they belong.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So it's the old, like, Give them the bad news, but give them a little bit of good news, too, so you don't get in trouble.
And then Tiffany wanted to get into the conversation by saying, be the only one able to make a doctor's appointment for you. Colin responded with, hey, just because we've severed an arm doesn't mean we need to see a doctor, okay?
Thank you very much.
You can fix anything with duct tape, baling wire, and WD-40. Why mess with perfection?
I'm a man. I don't need that. I don't need any help.
PJ says, always have to go to the bathroom together. What do they go in there for? To have a meeting?
Now, what are you guys doing there?
It's
are you guys talking in there the entire time?
Yeah, you just like chat and I don't know.
You guys literally have conversations. Us guys, we just go in there and do our business and leave.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty
in
much.
In a public bathroom. My home bathroom, I hide in
you
my
go,
bathroom.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, no. That's
but in a public bathroom, it's like, give me in, give me out.
You go in there to like chat, and because I feel like everyone's a little different, but I think women seem to have to like pee more when they're out and about.
There was
like especially like at a bar, you know? When I'm thinking about like a bar, I think women, I don't know, maybe it's just like, I don't know what the deal is, but I just feel like women have to pee, and it's such a dog and pony show. Usually you got like complicated outfits on or you got something weird going on. So you're just like, hey, why don't we both go right now in case something happens? In case I need an extra pair of hands.
My favorite comment that I saw on there was why is it that my wife always has all the advice for me while I'm driving, yet she's so good at it, she refuses to drive.
Yes.
Like that's so real.
Yeah.
That's so real, man.
That's good. Eric says, leave the house at the exact time we were to be at the event.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's where that song, Waiting on the Woman, came from.
Oh, 100%. My God.
All right. Well, you can, guys, don't be afraid.
I got one last one. Why do ladies always have to have a headache when they go to bed? That's annoying.
That's funny. So someone said something similar to in the comments.
Yeah.
You're not the only one.
A universal like lady thing. They're like, all right, I got a headache now because I just went to bed. Don't touch me.
And the maybe the one that takes the cake is Brandon's say it's fine when clearly it's not fine.
That's
not fine.
Nail.
That's a trap.
You know you're about to just get destroyed.
You better call someone for backup.
God. Yes.
Get your comment in for your chance to win your way to Kane Brown Live next week at Pinnacle Bank Arena.
Here's what happens next.
Here's what's next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
A round of JP makes his guest to get you in for the Husker football game this weekend. Brought to you by Country Drive Golf Course. It could be a date to a Husker football game. You just have to win. At JP Mex's guess.
No pressure.
None at all. Currently, I believe
Husker Nick's
got the lead.
Lucky ducky.
By like a point, right?
So maybe two. If that skews who you'd like to play with. Just so you know, Nick's up 6-5 in this round. JP makes his guess. Going to give you a chance to win your way to the Husker football game this Saturday. Ticket on Buffalo. The very special tribute as well to 9/11 and the game that followed after that 20 years ago. It's going to be a big production.
Yeah.
For Husker football this
weekend.
It'll
be very, very special.
And if you'd like to be there and play to win, 466-9696 is the phone number. Is somebody to join Coryell's team and somebody to join Husker Nick's team to battle it out to win? And your clue today is celebrating someone's birthday. 466-9696 to play JP Makes Us Cash.
JP, Coryell, and Husker Nick.
I used to hate mornings, but now I love them because of this show.
Kicks 96.9.
And time to play JP Makes Us Cash. Playing for Husker football tickets will be Matt. Good morning, Matt. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Matt has chosen Coryell's team.
Nice. He's chosen good wisely, job. Except for
hair.
My
nice. What's up with your
look
hair?
At my wig.
No, it's awesome. I saw it earlier.
Live I'm on leaving Facebook it like live. This. I'm not changing it.
What the? You look so weird.
Thank you.
And on Husker Nick's team is Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amy. So I got up this morning and I happened to see on Twitter that there was four famous birthdays because you said our clue was birthdays.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is a birthday day.
I'm going to guess there's four people that are of note. It's Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken.
We can do a chicken top 10. We've done that before.
Michael Bublé is on the list.
Mr. Bubble.
Yeah. Joe Theismann. The quarterback for Washington football team.
Got his leg all jacked
up. Adam Sandler is the other one.
And Adam Sandler is who we're going. You don't get any extra bonus points, but yes, today is the celebration.
What are you doing showing off, Nick?
I just read a lot, man. And this was one of the dumb things I read and I remembered. How about the Bubble, though? It's his birthday.
Michael Bubble. Congrats, yeah. Michael Bubble, on a birthday. But Adam Sandler.
Oh, boy. When I was a little girl, Frankfurt has only cost a nickel.
We're celebrating Adam Sandler's birthday, and it could be, according to whoever you are, differentiating between the best and worst Adam Sandler movies is a simple matter of taste, but we're going to go by the list that we found online of the best Adam Sandler movies.
Top 10 Adam Sandler movies.
Top 10 Adam Sandler movies, and since Coryell is in the rear, Matt and Coryell get to go first guessing.
Always there. Okay, Matt, do you have an idea?
So, this is hilarious. I'm, like, awful with actors and stuff.
So, terrible with actors and stuff.
Terrible with actors and stuff? Oh, that's great. No, okay.
I'm, like, I've gotten to have a major refresher on some
sorry, Coryell can talk it through with you.
Coryell can work it through with you.
So, for Adam Sandler, I'm thinking one of his classics is Big Daddy, where he, like, tries to adopt that kid.
Okay.
And teaches him to pee on the wall. Let's go. You want to go with Big Daddy?
Big Daddy?
Okay, yep.
All right, Big Daddy.
All right. Like number eight.
Big Daddy is in at number six.
Number six. Okay.
We go to Husker Nick and Amy.
All right, Amy. What do you think, Leda? Do you have any thoughts on this? I got a few off the bat I can give you.
Happy Gilmore.
Oh.
Get in the hole.
Happy Gilmore. Where is Happy Gilmore on the list?
Home. That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
Happy Gilmore, number one answer.
That was a good one.
Eat pieces of blank for breakfast.
You eat pieces of S for breakfast? That's funny. All right, so we go back to Matt and Coryell, the best Adam Sandler movies.
Okay. Matt, did you cook up anything? Because if not, I have an idea.
I'm good to go with your idea. Okay.
You're all literally carrying the game today, Coryell.
All right.
Matt, going to help him hopefully win his way to football. But.
It's an oldie as well.
Mm-hmm.
An older one. Wedding Singer? The Wedding Singer?
Wedding Singer should be on there.
The That's Wedding Singer.
One. If it's not on there, I'm going to freak out.
All right, let's get and see if Wedding Singer's up there.
Once again, things that could have been brought to my attention yesterday.
Wedding Singer comes in at number five.
I like to every once in a while sing Grow Old With You to my wife.
Oh.
Because it makes me happy.
I thought you were going to think about the other song, the one that the mixture of the
so nice
angry song.
Old with you.
Okay, back to Husker Nick and Amy, the Bobby's, best Adam Sandler movie song.
This was my next guess, so I'm going to say it. Bobby Swanson, Quit Cheating. Waterboy, what do you think? Looking. That's got to be up there too, right? It's such a good movie.
That's a good one. Let's see if Waterboy is in the list.
Like Boucher knocked him off. Oh,
I love my mama very much.
Now you know that.
Yeah, Bobby Boucher and Waterboy comes in at number two.
When those people are over there just going Gatorade, and he's like freaking out.
So weird.
The coach that talks and he's all in Creole is so funny.
Yes, yeah, oh God, I love it.
The best. Oh my God. Right, back to Matt and Coriel. We're still tied 2-2.
Vicky Valancourt. Vicky. I'm thinking, Matt, once again, do you have one or should I go?
You can go.
Okay. Thank you, Matt. This is kind of a shot in the dark, though. So, Matt, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm thinking anger management.
With him and Jack Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson.
Yeah. Okay.
I feel pretty. All right, let's see. Pretty.
The shot in the dark is worth the point. Anger management.
Oh, thank God.
Barely squeaks in there at number 9.
I'm sweating.
Wow.
Back to Husker Nick and Amy.
All right, Amy, what do you think?
What do you think about the 50 First Dates?
That's such a good movie.
Dang it.
Let's go for it. These are your tickets. If you like it, I'm in.
Let's do it.
All right, 50 First Dates.
What's your name?
My name's such Harry. A
good movie. You did good.
Hi, sorry. I'm in a community watch program. And
oh, you crazy!
Yeah. Keep running! Okay.
50 First Dates comes in at number 3. It's so funny. All right, side 3-3.
Oh,
there's
man.
One that I can't believe we haven't said yet. I've been sitting on
Matt
it.
Matt and Coriel.
There's one Matt. That I just can't believe.
Oh, Billy
no
Madison.
Yes.
Haven't said Billy
I'm
Madison
I'm so glad
yet.
You said that, Nick.
O'Doyle rules.
All right,
O'Doyle
so rules. Coriel, you going to take his answer?
We're going Billy Madison.
Billy Madison.
Guys. Oh, back to school. To prove to dad that I'm not a loser.
That's the first one right there.
Yeah. What about when how you should have played it to Nudie Magazine Day?
All right, you guys have cleared out the top 5.
Okay.
Wow. And also 9.
So we need 6, 7, and 8?
All right, what do you got? Oh, sorry, Amy, 6, what are you 2. Thinking?
7 and 8.
7, 8, and 10 are left.
What about the Grown-Ups movie where it's all the adults are like that one?
Oh, that's a good one.
Grown-Ups.
That's a good
one. Yeah, let's do it.
Is Grown-Ups in the top 10?
Whoa, no way.
Grown-Ups is in at number 11.
Oh, that was close.
Good try.
Well, and with that, Matt and Coriel have 4 points.
So we win.
Amy and Nick have 3 points. That means Matt had Coriel carry her throughout the entire game.
My back is aching right now.
Carried him. He's a him.
Yeah, I'm trying to talk.
I got you, Matt. Don't worry.
Matt,
it's okay. Yeah. I'm more than welcome to share my Adam Sandler movie knowledge.
Oh, my gosh. It's so good. So many good movies.
Matt, congratulations. You're going to the Husker game this weekend.
It's the longest yard in that, the remake. I assume that's
how about Uncut
did we lose
Gems?
Matt, are you still there?
Uncut Gems should be in it. That was
okay.
Okay, he's there.
All right, so here's the top 10. Click comes in at number 10.
No, get out of here.
I didn't think that was
really?
A good movie. I think Grown-Ups should have been at number 10, but yeah, I'm not in charge of this list.
I was going to say Click.
Anger Management at 9. Longest Yard at 8.
Yeah.
Mr. Deeds at 7.
Mr. Deeds.
Then Big Daddy, Wedding Singer, Billy Madison, 50 First Dates, The Waterboy, Happy Gilmore, all of them great movies by Adam Sandler.
I'm so glad I didn't go with Uncut Gems, Matt. We would have been in
That's
trouble.
A good movie, though, too.
It's a good movie.
It is.
Congratulations, Matt. You're going to the Husker game this weekend.
All right. Cool, thank you.
And, yeah, thank Coriel.
Hey,
she did all the work
you're
for
welcome.
You owe her a beer in the rail yard, maybe, for the pregame.
Okay.
Amy, thanks for playing, Amy. Thank you so much for being a part of the show. And keep listening to it, okay? All right, thank you very much. That's JP Makes His Guess.
Coming up next. Go. Next with the JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick Show.
The Nitty Gritty from Music City and brand new music, a part of it. That'll be up in 3 minutes. It's Kicks.
Go.
Wake up, y'all.
JP, Coriel, and Husker Nick on Kicks 96.9.
The CMA Awards, country music's biggest night.
Yeah, it was announced right after we got about done with the Nick and the part of the show, and we're at the 55th Annual CMA Awards that are coming up here on November 10th mm-hmm. on ABC, and the nominees are out.
They are. Should we?
The main ones, I think.
Yeah,
I'm looking. Entertainer of the Year?
Let's build up to Entertainer of the Year.
Okay, so start at...
Male vocalist.
Yep, Dierks Bentley, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Thomas Rhett, and Chris Stapleton.
Female vocalist, Gabby Barrett, Miranda Lambert, Ashley McBride, Maren Morris, Carly Pierce.
Group's always a big one. Lady A, Little Big Town, Midland, Old Dominion, and ZBB. It should probably be Old Dominion this year, right?
That's what I'm guessing. For duos, Brooks and Dunn, Brothers Osborne, Dan and Shay, Florida Georgia Line, and Maddie and Tay.
And then, of course, Entertainer of the Year. The big ones are up there. Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and Carrie Underwood.
Oh, that's a tough
That's a good lineup. That is a really good lineup. And all of them, well, except for Carrie, and even Miranda, too, went hardcore Entertainer of the Year out and toured and stuff. I mean, I think Eric and Luke, probably out of the five, did the most as an Entertainer of the Year.
During a pandemic.
With new music and all kinds of other things.
All right. I mean, that's what you're putting down.
I love Miranda. I love Carrie. I love Chris Stapleton. But I think Church and Luke both did a little bit more than the other three did.
Or at least it seems like they did a considerable amount more.
Right.
For those of you wondering about new artists of the year, by the way, it's Jimmy Allen, Ingrid Andress, Gabby Barrett, Mickey Guyton, and Hardy.
Oh, and Hardy's Mixtape Volume 2 comes out tomorrow.
I know.
I'm all in for Hardy. I like Jimmy Allen. I really enjoy Ingrid Andress as well, but I think Hardy's got a shot at it.
I think, yeah, it's an honor either way, but oh man, I'm kind of rooting for Hardy.
What do you think for best songs? Single, Famous Friends, The Good Ones, Hell of a View, One Night Standards Are Starting Over.
For single of the year?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
Right?
For me personally, if I could pick it, it'd be One Night Standards.
Okay.
But what I think is going to win is...
Starting Over?
I think The Good Ones by Gabby. Oh,
The Good Ones. Okay.
I'm feeling.
And then Song of the Year is a little bit different. It's for the songwriters. Forever After All, The Good Ones, Hell of a View, One Night Standards, and Starting Over. It's basically the same lineup.
It is basically everything.
It is exactly the same.
Except you add in Forever After All instead of Best Friends.
Right.
Ooh, Song of the Year also?
Yeah.
Dang.
It's going to be tough.
Oh, I'm going to have to go with the same thing.
Stick with it.
Literally same thing.
Right.
I would choose One Night Standards, but I have a feeling Gabby Barrett is going to like...
I think Gabby Barrett's going to do really well this year.
Kind
of surprise everybody. Mm-hmm. All right. We'll find out. Nashville, November 10th, ABC will be hosting the 55th Annual CMA Awards live on TV with your favorite country stars. And don't forget to watch Jimmy Allen on Dancing with the Stars coming up this year.
I think he's really pulling for that new artist of the year category because he's popped up everywhere lately in like random places.
Yeah. Wake up.
Mornings sound better with country.
JP, Corey Ellen, Husker Nick.
On Kix 96.9.
You can go with this or you can go with that. It's kind of a this or that Thursday. As you're picking out some things.
Yeah, you know, only hard hitting questions.
Because nobody's really working right now. It's been a four-day work week. We're already done with the four-day work week. We're ready for the weekend.
Now, these things, we're not giving these away to you in this moment. This is just a fun thing.
Okay.
Although, in a roundabout way, we do have a lot of free stuff, free concert tickets and stuff you can sign up for.
Okay.
Side note, at KZKX.com. Because we know your first inclination is probably to ask for free concert tickets for life, if you could, right?
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Guarantee.
But let's say you could pick annually three things to get for free all year long.
Oh,
we're
going to
fill in number one for you. Obviously, it's free concert tickets.
Yeah, no, that's a guarantee.
But there is a list on Facebook, KX969, where you can pick only two of those options. Free massages.
Uh-huh.
Free house cleaning.
Ooh.
Free gas. Free makeup. Free alcohol, and free pizza from anywhere. You can pick two more of those things for life, you know? And let's say this year for me, I would probably pick free gas because it's getting pricey.
Right.
And I would do free house cleaning.
Okay.
Because I just am always, oh, wow. And I don't even have kids. I can't imagine. I don't know how people maintain entire households.
It's tough.
Where they have like
it's a challenge.
Where they have a full-blown family, and you've got dogs.
And you work full-time.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And where does all the lint come, all the dust come from?
It's ridiculous. It's gross.
Is this just a thing? Do houses pop? Do our houses built and then they just innately start shedding?
Well,
every
the dogs
single second
do,
of every
and
single day.
The kids, the messes the kids make start creating the.
Well, and like that's what freaks me out because it's just Jackson and I that live together. I guess we do have a roommate now for a little while, but I mean, it's basically just two to three adults.
Right.
And it's always dusty.
Yeah. No, it's just you create dust. You gotta. With that, you just got to keep once a week, make it a priority.
Oh, God.
Or at least just keep cleaning up throughout the week, and then you don't have to worry about the once a week time.
Because
it used to be a thing where there was chores day, and like on Saturday or Sunday, you get up and you would do all the chores and do all the vacuuming and the dusting and cleaning and trash and whatever else, laundry, just get it all done in one fell swoop.
It just feels like if you even like do little bits at a time, it still doesn't amount to anything.
Oh, no, if you do it right.
Oh, I don't know.
I've switched to the little bits at a time method now. And so, like, every day, I'll do just a little bit, and our place is clean.
So you probably wouldn't choose free house cleaning.
Oh, I absolutely would, because then it'd be one less thing to have to do.
But if you don't have that big of a problem with it now, you're going to leave free massages, gas, makeup, alcohol, and pizza on that list?
If I can do my own house cleaning, I will continue to do that. I would definitely go with massages and gas.
I was going to say, I bet you anything, JP
love a massage.
Picks massages.
my girl Amanda, just an hour therapeutic
is
massage.
Is she your masseuse?
She is one of the people, one of the best masseuses in town, in my opinion. And I, for a full hour, I've fallen asleep.
Oh, yeah. I need to schedule mine, by the way. I got a gift card from my friends for my birthday.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
But yeah, so just for fun, let's just say you got to swap them around each year or whatever. But if you could pick two right now for life, what would you choose? We already know your first answer is probably free concert tickets.
Right.
Yeah, go to Facebook, KX969. What? Say that again?
What's the other two?
Yeah, yep.
All right.
So Facebook, KX969, and online on Twitter at KZKX969.
It's going to be fun. All right, one big thing is concerts still are a thing. Saturday night hanging out with the Pocket Cowboy, Justin Moore. And all the big hits he's had so far on his career tour. He's going to be at the Serco coming up Saturday after the game. So
yeah, Saturday night.
Husker football. Then get yourself to Stir Cove.
Head on to Stir Cove.
For Justin Moore Live.
I'm sure, I think I did read that he has at least something to say, like a commemoration.
Oh, because of 9/11, yeah.
Because of 9/11, yes.
Yep. So we'll see what
happens. I think it's going to be like a weirdly busy weekend. Right now it doesn't seem like it's a whole lot. You're like, oh, like an early-ish Husker game day, sure. But then it's like, yes, and then it's Justin Moore. And then you've got NFL Sunday.
It's going to be a busy weekend.
I mean, it's actually going to be kind of busy.
Yeah. You think about it. You got a lot on your plate to enjoy, and you should.
And then the first NFL game is tonight.
Right.
Too. So really, your whole weekend kind of starts tonight.
Yeah. So if you want to get right to it and get your weekend started like tonight, you can do that with the Cowboys and the Bucks. Just take tomorrow off. Nobody needs to go to work tomorrow,
yeah,
right?
That's okay.
Just go in there and do that.
I feel like, that's right. It says here, tomorrow is National Takeoff Work Day.
And Justin's actually being pretty good about it. He's not starting his show till 8.
Oh, Justin Moore.
So, yeah, Justin Moore's not. So he'll give us Husker fans a chance to get cleaned up, maybe close their eyes for a half a second, and then pop into a car and get up to Stir Cove and get ready for the big show.
It's pretty quick drive, honestly.
Yeah, it's not bad at all. All right. And tickets available still, by the way, on our website at kzkx.com.
Mm-hmm.
Have a great day. If you missed any of today's show, including Dana Verdampel with Delaney Tyler or JP Makes His Guess or whatever from today, you can find it on our podcast coming up at kzkx.com tomorrow. Be back with a free fun Friday with more Kane Brown tickets, more Husker fun. Get you ready for the big game on a free fun Friday.
On the podcast, you'll also hear me call JP 1,000 years old.
Yeah.
So you don't want to miss that.
That might come up in Out of Context Contest tomorrow.
Oh, you will. So,
Well, I mean, because yeah, pay attention to our show. This is a way to your cheat sheet is like listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Get on me like that.